Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times. California's recall election went off smoothly, despite fires, false allegations of fraud, and the ongoing and exacerbated challenges of voting during a pandemic. Governor Gavin Newsom bested 46 candidates, including his top challenger, conservative radio host and avid Trump supporter Larry Elder. Governor Newsom is expected to run for a second term. His current term ends in January 2023.
No one has been turned away from being able to vote, and we believe that every Californian who wanted to vote has had an opportunity to do so.
California Secretary of State Shirley Weber told the New York Times there were no lines at polling places to speak of. Phones were answered throughout the entire process, and ballots were sent to everyone, including those in fire zones. Voting should be easier, according to Congresswoman Amy Klobuchar. She joined several other Democrats to introduce the Freedom to Vote Act on Tuesday, which she says expands access to the ballot.
It makes sure that people can vote regardless of their zip code in the way that they want to vote that's safe. And finally, it includes really important provisions to stop gerrymandering.
The bill sets national standards for early voting, allows all voters to request a mail-in ballot, and makes Election Day a national holiday.
This is a moment when our democracy picks itself up, brushes off the dust, and moves forward as America always does. Going forward as a nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All 50 Senate Democrats are now on board with the watered-down legislation. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer plans to hold a vote next week. For the first time since taking office, President Biden's approval ratings have dropped into negative territory. According to a new Quinnipiac University poll, 42% of Americans approved of Biden's overall performance, while 50% disapproved. Biden's ratings on issues like COVID-19 are about even. However, on foreign policy, just 34% approve, compared to 44% prior to the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Today, President Biden stopped by the National Renewable Energy Laboratory Flatirons campus outside of Denver, where he said, "We can't wait any longer to take action on climate change, and that means promoting renewables like solar and wind."
"We don't have a lot of time. We don't have much more than 10 years, for real. And this is a decisive decade. Already the price of solar generation in this country has dropped 80% over the past decade. And today, renewables are now cheaper than fossil fuels in many parts of the country."
The president added, "Nearly one in three Americans live in communities that have been struck by a weather disaster in just the past few months." I'm Suzanne Potter for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.